At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon on Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings, welcome inside, happy Monday. Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. Live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Well, you know, not to alarm you, Mike Harmon, but if the Cowboys get out to like a 65-0 lead and Marr misses all the extra points, they're going to be in a lot of trouble.
It really could come back. I mean, we've seen some crazy things
come back and really hurt
them. Postseason, that super wild card weekend. I had to change the way I was doing the pronunciation of it. It doesn't flow. It's now super wild card weekend.
Super,
because it was crazy.
Super wild card. Super wild card.
Yeah.
Super wild
has to be.
Or is it super wild card weekend? It is not
now
just wild card
extra.
Weekend. It's super wild card
See,
weekend.
See, now you're just making it longer. So, I was just trying to change the emphasis on the syllables.
That's what she said. It really, I'm telling you, three or four more touchdowns by the Cowboys and three or four more missed extra points by Brett Maher. And I think the game is tied. I think that's if the Cowboys score four more touchdowns. Yes. And speaking of touchdowns, where we are right now, it is now 24-0. The Cowboys with the lead over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. A touchdown pass just seconds ago. Dak Prescott has been phenomenal. Three touchdowns now, 241 yards passing. But Let me just say this.
It looked like he ran out of the back of the end zone.
It may get called back because it did look like he ran out of the back of the end zone. I think upon further review, they're going to find that...
He Orlovsky'd it.
Yeah, he wasn't... Michael Gallup wasn't running in fear. He was just... He just lost where he was on the field. So I think it's going to get called back. They're in a commercial break right now, so it's still going to wind up being 18-0. But, hey... 18-0. Hey, we've seen people blow big leads before.
We have.
This is super wild card weekend.
Yeah.
Even if it's 18-0, I mean, hey, we could.
Even if this touchdown counts.
Doesn't matter.
Bigger deficits overcome.
It doesn't because you know Mar's going to miss the extra point. So it's going to be still a three-score game for Tom Brady.
You have to just go for two every time, don't you?
I thought you'd do that after the second one, but apparently not. Yes, tonight for the Cowboys, it has been an absolute domination of Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. 18-0. They're on the two-yard line. And again, this touchdown pass is going to get called back because of Michael Gallup was out in the end zone and then came back in. But it has been all Dallas. Brady has looked awful. The only thing the Buccaneers have going for him is, yes, Cowboys kicker Brett Maher, something we have never seen. He missed all three extra points in the first half. This was a three-touchdown first half by the Cowboys, and instead of 21-0, it's 18-0, but they are about to add more points, whether it's by a touchdown or a field goal.
Well, if they get that field goal, they get those 3 points back.
I think anything the Bucs, the Dallas kicks, they give to Tampa Bay.
Oh.
I think that's what happens.
Okay.
Then. Yeah. That's.
Yeah. This has been a miserable game. You had a dubious roughing the passer call. I'm going to argue with that call until I'm blue in the face or 6 feet under, whichever comes first. But I can't hold my breath and make my point. Is that that the body weight on a quarterback? If you're running through him, that's kind of going to happen. You're not playing leapfrog. It's not like he went and did the Hulk Hogan, who's in attendance, did the big leg drop, the Kamala, the Ugandan Bees, giant splash. None of that stuff. Just took him down. You want to tell me he got up around the neck and head and may have grazed the helmet? All right, now we talk about letter versus spirit of the law and all. But ever since that point, and that extended the drive right after a couple of three and outs, that Dak Prescott could not miss. Just every throw has been pinpoint. You had that beautiful call at the goal line, which was, the call was great. The call to go for it was as obvious as the nose on your face. Because, Brady, go drive 98 yards on me. Go ahead.
Good luck.
Go do that again. What you did the last drive. 14, 70 yards. Yeah. And then you gave us the ball. So, yeah, go try and do it again. So it's one of those games that... the end can't come soon enough, and is it really the end?
I'll tell you, it has really been something. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards terms. They do apply. Well, after watching the replay and seeing it as many times, We're watching live history because here's Brett Maher on for an extra point. The touchdown stands. Details on that in a second. Could Brett Maher miss his fourth straight extra point in the game tonight? And he
did.
Missed it. He doinked it off the upright. He has missed four extra points tonight.
Wow.
24-0. Four extra points.
I mean, he's trying to say nobody will ever take my record from me.
No, I want this record. He has missed four extra points. The first three he missed wide right, or the first two he missed wide right. Then he hooked it left, and now he hit it wide right again, and it doinked off the top of the upright, the very top of the upright. Yeah. So I don't know that it would have been good, even if he kicked it a little bit higher. It's still like it would have been no good, but he has now missed four extra points. Four.
You have a one job. He also missed the PAT that he kicked in the getting drilled against the Commanders.
He's
in the season finale.
Five now overall.
See?
Five.
Goes back to the wrestling analogies. Five!
So let me just say this first, because now we're at 24-0 Cowboys, and Trevor Lawrence is coming in to play quarterback now for Tampa Bay, because it's Florida. It's a short trip.
Yeah.
Can Maher kick for them next week? I mean, you can't have him back.
Maybe Bill Maher
could, sure, yeah. And TJ, this was competitively incorrect by Brett Maher.
That's nicely done.
Yeah,
this just gotten ugly. Ultimately, we saw another replay, live action, and even in the first replays, it looked like Gallup, as he went across the back line, had gone out ever so slightly, right? You know, just enough of the painted grass. And then upon closer inspection of the Zapruder film, you know, because they have a chip in the ball now. I don't know if you found that out this weekend, too. But, you know, all these revelations over the Super Wildcard weekend. But it's another touchdown pass for Dak Prescott. All these people sitting on tickets because there was a lot of money bet on him throwing another pick and extending his streak. Right now, 18 of 23, 243-3. After that early couple of possession struggles and drops, he's been fantastic.
I'll tell you, it has been a game in which you have seen the performance from one quarterback and another quarterback we thought we'd see, but the roles are reversed, yeah. Right? What Dak has done tonight is, and he's done a masterful job at this, is he has bought a lot of time and he has looked off his receivers incredibly well because he's gotten to the point where, hey, this is where I'm going with the ball, and then he knows where his secondary receiver is, and he turns to make that throw, and they're wide open. And they're up because either Tampa is anticipating too much or they are just not ready for the Cowboys' passing attack. But watching him throw, seeing him just, you know, get when he rolls off to the side, he rolls out to the side or he stays back in the pocket. He definitely gets Tampa going one way and then comes back and just fires it in. And he has looked incredibly impressive, and it's really been something. And this is going to wind up being like his hey, Dak has arrived game, right? Here he is on a game that's going to be incredibly highly rated, and Dak has arrived. And on the other side of this, you have Tom Brady, who looks like, and I'm not exaggerating, it looks like he's having trouble throwing the football, just throwing it. Because he has had a handful of plays tonight where he has thrown the football and there are wide receivers who are open by 5 yards and he's overthrown them.
Yeah.
His last two passes of the half where he threw the ball and he had wide receivers wide open just to try to get the ball down the field and he's 10 yards over their head or 5 yards in the dirt in front of them. He has looked absolutely awful tonight. And for any team thinking, hey, we want to go get Tom Brady in the offseason, this tape is not going to make them want to do that. It is not going to make them say, yeah, we are a Tom Brady away from winning the Super Bowl. This is just every team that might want to go get him is watching this game going, oh, maybe we go to the draft. Hey, maybe we call Jimmy G. Let's call Jimmy G. Jimmy can't stay healthy, but it doesn't matter. Oh, makes no difference.
Yeah, it's Let's tough, it. Right? Because you look at this game, and there have been moments throughout the season, right? And some have dismissed his entire campaign. Numbers are still there. And anybody that had the over 42.5, well, you're getting there. There's no question about that. Or 43.5. But we're looking at a situation whereby there's no separation. The return of Jensen on the offensive line has offered little to no support and resistance. And you already don't have a run game. So there's no respect for any semblance of, all right, we're going to try to run with White or Fournette. We'll give them their yards because you're not going to be able to do that consistently against the Dallas front or, as you saw all year, what was it, 77 yards? A game. It's, you know, we point out as we got to the playoffs, you have them, you have the Bengals, you got three or four teams where it's like, all right, here's the obvious hitch in the giddy up. And for the Buccaneers trying to buy any extra time with a guy that can't move, right? With Dak, he's sliding, you know, sideline to sideline, buying time, second receiver, third receiver, whatever, and finding the open man. Brady doesn't have that luxury because Micah Parsons is in his face at every down, and then he limped off at halftime, still waiting some word there, but the pressure hasn't ceased because now it's 24-0. Sorry, I wanted to make sure I got that right, that he missed that fourth.
Yeah.
24-0. So you have it's just everybody wants their piece of Brady at this point.
He may have an opportunity to miss a fifth extra point in a couple of minutes because Brady just completed a pass to Chris Godwin, who fumbled.
Yeah.
The Cowboys recovered. They have the ball deep in Tampa Bay territory, but the play is being reviewed to see whether or not Godwin had possession when he went down. He caught the ball, took a step, got hit, and when he hit the ground, his back hit the ground, and he was holding the ball. That's when the ball popped out. This is going to be a close overtime. This is where the call on the field might wind up being the reason, because is there enough to overturn it? I don't know, man. This is going to wind up being Cowboys football
now,
inside the 20.
Can we also, after super wild card weekend,
super
pull back and just say, I don't trust officiating. Like, not that I ever did, and this year has been awful in so many respects. But after this weekend, I truly have no idea what's going to come out of the official's mouth. By the way, it should be noted that the head official in this game is undefeated against Cowboys opponents in his career.
8-0.
Cowboys are 8-0.
Wow.
When this guy is officiating.
Scott Foster is officiating this game?
Might as well be.
Wow,
yeah.
Nice.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now, before we get to Tom Brady and him basically waving goodbye to Tampa, you think I'm lying when I said, hey, he's going to go. Vegas is where he should go. Speaking of older guys playing sports, right now, 13 seconds left to go in regulation. The Lakers lead the Rockets 137-132.
Yeah, no tacos.
No tacos?
Nope.
But 46 points for LeBron James tonight in what's likely going to be a victory. 46, 9 assists, and 7 rebounds. He should complain about the refereeing and the officiating every day. He goes for 46. He passed a 38,000-point mark last night, closing in on Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. 46 for LeBron tonight, still a few seconds left to go. And as long as the Lakers hold on, if they don't, it could be a 50-point night.
Well, but the bigger thing for him is that clearly he was self-motivated by his rhetoric, because he actually hit a couple of three-point shots tonight.
You take that back, Mike.
Look, nice, man, the rest of his game has been fantastic. I think we can all stipulate that to that, watching it night after night We saw some calls the last few games, right? Here's the Sabruder film and the still of here, I'm holding this guy's wrist, mm-hmm. right, on Westbrook yesterday, or go back the other night where we had, what, seven disputed calls in the final 2 minutes.
Seven
mistakes.
Seven calls they missed.
Right. And so
seven.
You go through all of that, and we've watched the big numbers. I mean, what now it's 21 games that Anthony Davis has missed this year. And so for LeBron James, we've seen some Herculean feats in terms of his digits. But the three-point shooting, not so much. So tonight, 5 of 10? Yeah, that's a nice bonus. Mm. I'm digging that.
He has now dropped 40 points. With this win, with this tonight, he has now dropped 40 points in a game against every single franchise except for the Knicks. No, of course not. He's put 40 on every single franchise.
And he dropped 103 at the Garden. What are you talking about?
Except for the Clippers.
Is
only
that right?
Only team he has not gone for 40 against is the Clippers.
Well, since neither of those guys plays most night.
Mm. Man, just think about
made
that.
George or Leonard.
Yeah, but they're still going to be great. Well, those guys, for some reason, people just think the Clippers are going to be great just because.
Yeah, we talked to Mark Medina about his survey that he did, and everybody's like, yeah, second half surge is coming.
40 points against every team but the Clippers.
Impressive.
Guess what's
35
coming?
35 minutes, 16 of 26.
Guess what's coming?
Wow, I mean, he has
the Clippers.
Right, he's going to shoot the ball 97 times. He's going to be like Kobe's last game. Like, I'm going to keep shooting.
Do you think he saved the Clippers for last? Like, listen, I'll do it against the Clippers last. It'll be fun.
Well,
like,
no.
Let me do it against the Rockets first, then I'll do it against the Clippers.
Yeah, but he hasn't been in L.A. that long.
I know. It's not,
like,
but,
if it was a like, if it was a longer run as a Laker, and there were still a few teams left, and I guess maybe you could, you know, dot the I with that one.
Well, hang
Jason,
on.
He actually just called Adam Silver.
He did.
And said, I got to pass Kareem against the Clippers.
Oh, well, that could work too.
He actually wants people to cheer when he sets the all-time scoring record, so I think he would want to do it against the Clippers. I think he would.
They're going to put up the signs, clap.
Please clap. No, it'll be one of those, hey, if you clap at
studio audience,
no matter what the score is, if you clap, we'll give you free tacos.
Well, here
at the
we
end.
Go.
That's what it's going to be.
No, I like that.
Tacos. Clap for LeBron when he passes, and you get free tacos.
They're continuing their this home streak. They've got two more home games this week. You got Sacramento on Wednesday, Memphis on Friday. So in our window, we'll get to watch that. And then a road game against Portland. And then a week from tomorrow, home game against the Clippers.
There we go. 40 against the – write it down. 40 against the Clippers next week. It's happening.
Just I knew it had to be coming up soon, but there you go. Just 1 week's time.
All happening. So that's where LeBron is right now. What about Tom Brady? Look, we brought you some of his post-game press conference last hour and where he talked about how I'm taking it one day at a time. I literally am. Look, we went through – a few minutes ago, why he's going to come back, why the Raiders are probably the best place for him. But I want to bring this to you now, and this is him. This is how he ended his press conference in Tampa with reporters at the end, and then he walked off. This is the end of his press conference following their 31-14 loss to the Cowboys.
You're cool. I'm out.
It's
probably a couple of people he would do that to.
Were all the blank yous because he saw Bruce Arians or just guys wearing Kangol hats? Like, you, blank you. Oh, they're not all Bruce Arians. Okay.
Well, do you think he wishes he had Bruce Arians back on the sideline and in the locker room for this year? The way this season went?
Yeah. How big of a...
Instead of Super Bowls and Byron Leftwich?
Bruce Arians is up in his office, is sitting there as a consultant going, yeah, suddenly not so great when I'm not on the sideline with you, huh? Suddenly it's not so great, is it? Yeah. Bruce Arians.
Just throwing it out there.
Jay Glazer is going to have some great stories for us. All right, so here's Brady. Here's how he ended his press conference before walking off following the Bucks' defeat.
I tell you what.
Hang on. He's got Mike Evans playing the piano behind him. Just listen.
Okay.
Oh, then Mike Evans missed it like he missed that pass at the end.
Brady from the other side, guys.
Yeah, it would have taken us to the other side of the over-under at 45.5 if he'd caught that ball. But, you know, to that point, Adele's having problems evidently selling out now.
Mm-hmm.
Sold out a long time ago.
No, but in terms of concerts or, you know, not quite doing the thing. I dig what you were doing there, the Metallica. Yeah, we sell out every time we're there. But evidently having some issues with their shows now. Likewise, people were leaving with almost 12 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, knowing that comeback was not happening for Tom Brady.
All right, so now we actually, right, tight shirt, do we actually have it now?
Maybe.
Maybe. In other words, we've got...
In other words, we have the announcement of Carlos Correa going back to the Twins, but we don't... All right, let's see if we have... This is how Tom Brady... I don't want to say allegedly. This is Tom Brady saying whatever he says at the end to Tampa Bay and everybody. Don't want to be a prisoner. Oh, they're all doing the whole dance?
Oh, yeah.
Bye, 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 bye. I could just see it. I could see this. I could visualize it. I'm leaving you tonight. You're probably going to start a fight. I'm going to call Mark Davis and go to Vegas.
Gronk, get my ride.
I just want to say thank you guys for everything.
Oh, no, wait. You can't just go right from that to that without me setting it up.
I thought that was really well done.
I mean, you can't. Like, you make it feel like, all right, they stopped singing just to bring you that soundbite. Nah, guys, let's stop.
No, that was the intro. That was the opening act. Like, if you were showing up to Vegas, you would expect a song and dance, and then maybe the comedian comes on after.
Bye,
no, you got to go Backstreet Boys from NSYNC, and then you got to go to New Kids on the Block, and then you can go to Brady.
Okay, all right, sure. And TJ, like New Kids on the Block, Tom Brady going step by step in giving his offseason
plans. Hit him.
Let's see if Tom Brady has the right stuff to return for another year. TJ, will Tom Brady be loving the Bucks forever, or will it be another team?
TJ, I might have to hit you like Micah Parsons beat up on Brady tonight.
TJ. The NKOTB is too strong. TJ, all right, here is Tom Brady. Not dressed like Lance Bass or Joey Fatone. Joey Fatone was NSYNC or Backstreet Boys? He was NSYNC, right?
Yeah.
Who cares?
He was. Here's Brady ending his press conference. Bye, bye, bye. Here he is at the end saying whatever he says.
I just want to say thank you guys for everything this year. I really appreciate all your effort, and I know it's hard for you guys too. It's hard for us players to make it through, and you guys got a tough job, and I appreciate all that you guys do to cover us and everyone who watches and is a big fan of the sport. We're very grateful for everyone's support, and I love this organization. It's a great place to be, and thank you everybody for welcoming me, all you regulars, and just very grateful for the respect, and I hope I gave the same thing back to you guys. So thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Hope I gave the same thing back to you.
Can I ask one more
farewell
question about
Tom
Ryan
Brady.
Jensen before you leave?
Farewell, Tom Brady. What did it feel like to take snaps from Ryan Jensen
before you go, just one last one. Just this came to me. That slide tackle you tried on that play. What the hell was that?
And... clearly, TJ, Tom Brady is back, gone from Tampa right now. Look, this is something obviously he thought about. This is not quite a prepared statement, but this is not off the cuff.
No, sure.
This is not, hey, just one thing, season ended. Thank you so much for all your support, everything you guys have done. I know it's tough covering the team, but you guys do a great job.
Tough year,
and I'm
blah,
sorry
blah, blah,
for
yeah.
us. Everything. No, this seemed like I got the people out I want to say. I know exactly what I want to say. And this is something he thought about. You know he's gone, right? I mean, just for all the Tampa Bay, we could come back to Tampa Bay. Just stop for a second. Brady's not going to come back and potentially have a year next year that's like this or worse. Tampa Bay is a team that's 500. They're going the wrong way. They're old, and they need a restart, right? They need a complete restart. He's not going to stick around for that, even though it's like, I've won a Super Bowl. It's great. No, he's gone. He just shut the door on Tampa. I have to go someplace else to finish my – it's been great here, but I'm going on to my third team.
He literally pulled out the nail gun. Put the biggest, thickest piece of plywood or other wood over the top of the door. It's like, that's it. This is done.
Like Danny Glover in Lethal Weapon 2 when he gets the guy with the nail gun, he goes, nailed it.
Nicely done. Yeah. And now it's, hey, let's put some cement over the top. Let's refurbish this entire thing. Now we're done.
When Kevin McAllister on the
blow
the
torch
bandits.
To the head.
No, oh, nice.
Sure.
There you go.
Look, if I thought it could work in Tampa, and I'm sure if he thought it could work in Tampa, he would stay. Winning the Super Bowl, okay, we have everybody coming back. They did a big off-season push to bring everybody back for last year. and it ended just short of the Super Bowl, right? Okay, so let's see this year.
Right,
see
if a couple of
goes,
things
right?
had gone right in that
right,
game against the Rams,
there.
Right? A couple of injuries, one or two mm-hmm. big plays. It's like this was a team that you could still see, all right, if we get a little more luck, this works. Well, they didn't have luck. They had more defections on the offensive line, a lot of injuries, attrition, including the aforementioned guy we've celebrated a lot, Mr. Jensen, tonight, that it just didn't work out.
But then he retired. He unretired. He wanted to go to Miami. It didn't happen. Miami moved on. It was just a year where this is going to be what it's going to be, right? I got a feeling that's probably how you get in a positive frame of mind if you were Tom Brady. Every year you think, this is Super Bowl, this is X, Y, and Z. But I'm sure this year it was, whatever this year is, it is. I know this is my last year here. I'm going to wind up going someplace. I want to keep playing. Now that he's divorced, he can keep playing. Right? Doesn't have to worry about balancing the life that he used to because he's divorced now. And now it's about how do I keep my relationship with Giselle, who's the mother of my kids, and I get to see the kids all the time, but I can still go play football, right? That's the whole thing. If it was their relationship was at the crux of why Tom Brady's going to stop playing football, well, that's not a deal anymore. So I'm still going to go play. But whatever this year is, it is. Now, I'm sure the beginning of the year, he thought, I'm going to play 4 or 5 more years because I'm still playing at a really high level. And I'm coming off 2 great years, and I'm 44, and TB12 recovery pajamas are working, avocado ice cream, and yeah, everything is working. Now, this year was different. And I'm sure Brady's thinking, oh, hey, maybe the end is a lot closer than I thought. I thought it was 4 years. I'm sure he wants to play till he's 50. I'm sure he's when I want to be out there 50 years old and people run an old George Blanda video. George Blanda was kicking. I'm actually playing quarterback. Look how healthy I am. I'm sure he wants to do that. But this is a year this scares you and says, whoa, maybe it is almost done for me. So can I really afford to come back to Tampa hoping they get everything right? No, I got to go where everything is in place already. Everything is in place in Vegas. His old coach, his offensive system, a superstar running back, 2 really great wide receivers, a great tight end. Everything is there for him in Vegas. And an owner who's going to do whatever he can because he's going to be starstruck by getting Tom Brady. Let me go get Tom Brady. Mark Davis will go do that.
Yeah, but I can do a long monologue on this one, but we'll keep it short. Is he getting to the playoffs there? Nope. That is a rough road.
Yeah, but you just got to go. You got to go 500 to get in, right? That's it. With the extra wild card, you got to go 500 to get in.
In the AFC?
Just saying, the AFC's top to bottom, including.
Yeah. How did Miami get? Miami got in at 9-8, right? Miami
That's
got
not 500.
It's one game. Oh, you got to win 9 games.
But the point is, it's a difficult run in division, which is 6 of your game. Because Denver will be better.
Yeah, but how
right?
difficult?
They can't be any worse.
Is it really? It wasn't
Chargers.
It wasn't difficult.
They got to do some stuff to the training staff and stuff. They got to put some sage brushes around.
Listen,
and keep
Chargers,
guys healthy.
Chargers will go up 27-0 on the Raiders, and they'll come back. On
we got to break.
That's how it's
going to
go.
and then obviously you have the Chiefs at the top. You want to go where the path of least resistance is part of the equation, right? Obviously, having all the ancillary parts, a stable coaching staff, good scouting, good O-line, all of that is huge. That's why I'm kind of looking again down south at Miami, which still works in the family thing, keeps him east, and could still go beat up on the Jets.
Wants no part of Sauce Gardner. He wants no part of Sauce.
There's a whole other part of the field
no,
you can work
to. Doesn't matter. Doesn't want any part of DJ Reed either. Any part of that Jets
He's
defense.
He's going to start naming every guy on your defense.
I'm just going to do that. Yeah,
those are the only 2 players he knows, Mike.
Hey, come on. Dude, we had 2. We had 3 Pro Bowlers this year. That's never happened.
You're getting really high
we
in the
We had 2 All-Pro guys this year, and we still didn't make the playoffs.
And you didn't
we
make the playoffs.
We had 2 All-Pro guys on defense. We didn't make the playoffs.
So what you're saying is the Jets would really pitch hard for Tom Brady to show up to solve the biggest problem that they have.
He's going
to
be the best backup Zach Wilson ever had.
We feel really confident with Zach, and if Tom needs to come in, he's ready. He's a veteran, and he knows he prepares just like he's a starter, so we know we can go to if we need to.
I mean, well, he'd give him hell during the preseason.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Joining us now on the hotline, a man who always calls and we always answer, Odyssey NFL Insider, Washington Post. Check him out on Twitter, at Jason Lockenfora. It is the aforementioned Jason Lockenfora. Jay, what's happening, buddy?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, buddy.
This is one-way traffic here. Ugh.
You know, first thing I want to say is this, is that, you know, we spent today talking about Tom Brady and his future away from Tampa Bay, and I'm watching this game and I go, Brady's not really making any other team in the offseason go, hey, we want to go get you. He looks absolutely awful tonight, Jay.
Yeah, it's bad. From the first drive till now, it's been bad. It was bad the one actually sustained possession that they were able to march down the field, and then he throws the red zone pick, which is something he's never really done. He can't connect with Evans. He can't connect with the running backs. He can't connect with anybody. But he's Tom Brady. He's the GOAT, and he's a free agent. And he's going to want to keep playing. It's not going to be in Tampa. And, like, I'll say this. Like, would you rather Tom Brady at $20 million a year or whatever he's willing to play for, and it won't be a backbreaker. He won't be out to break the bank. He's out to win a Super Bowl. Would you rather that or trade for Aaron Rodgers at $60 million next year? You know what I mean? Like, as bad as he looks right now, I still think his season on the whole has been markedly better than Aaron Rodgers. So, yeah, it's going to be another bizarre, crazy-ass quarterback offseason.
Well, for me, it's easy. The question is the quarterback named Zach Wilson? If the answer is no, I'm okay with it. I'm all right. It's not that. I'm okay with it.
Sure. And look, you know, Woody is restless, and we've been talking about this for a long time, and I told you guys, I don't know, 4 or 5 weeks ago that, hey, he ain't happy, and something's going to change on this staff, and LaFleur is probably in trouble, and he's not coming back with this, you know, Mike Effin White, Zach Wilson combo. There's going to be somebody else added in, and now he's on the record saying, I'll pay whatever I have to do to get a quarterback. Yes, I think this would absolutely be his speed. I don't think the Baltimore Ravens have any intention of trading Lamar Jackson in the AFC. Like, I think they will avoid that if at all possible. Does he do – I don't see Tom Brady with the Jets. But, like, could I see the Jets doing literally Favre 2.0? And yeah. Like, I could totally, like, who couldn't see? Like, I could totally see that. Totally see it. And, I mean, is that where Rodgers wants to be? No, but, like, could he talk himself into a scenario where he gets permission to talk to the Jets, you know, and Woody says money is no object and we've got a defense and I'm going to go, you know, get you a few more pieces on offense and we're going to make sure that we buttress this offensive line and then, you know, we're good. Like, I could see that. I could. Like, I can see it. And then there's, you know, Garoppolo maybe or whatever, but I could see the Aaron Rodgers thing.
Look at that. We got the demise of an American icon, and you made it about the flippin' Jets.
There it is,
look
man.
At you, Smith.
Hey, now,
you jerk.
I'm already moving ahead. I'm thinking now we're 10 years away from Jordan Love. Every time a quarterback's era ends in Green Bay, we get him for a couple of seasons.
Yeah.
That's how it goes.
Till their biceps go out the other side. Conversely, as bad as it's looked for Tom Brady and company, hey, 24, there's still a puncher's chance. Dak Prescott, 21 of 27, most of that, the misses early. Three touchdowns, the little boot for the touchdown run. I mean, he's just been fantastic, and what was a good scoring defense anyway for Tampa Bay has just been eviscerated.
Yeah, he's making it happen. Now, Tampa Bay did allow 29 passing touchdowns this year, and they have really suffered in that regard. So I did think, you know, Dak over 1.5 passing touchdowns is something that I was on pretty strong. I think it's going to be a very different test next week, you know, traveling to San Francisco against that defense. Let's see if he can do it again. It did look to me like, you know, the first series, a lot of jitters, missing easy throws, that one of those could have easily ended up in a pick coming off somebody's hand. I'm a Cowboy skeptic generally at heart. I tend to want to fade them. I tend to think they're overvalued because of their brand recognition, because of them always being on national television, because of their legion of front-running fans, or at least front-running fans from 25, 30, 40 years ago, because they haven't been a front-runner in a long time. But yeah, I do think there's some comeuppance waiting for them next week against a different sort of challenge. But I also thought they'd lose this week. So take that for what it's worth. But yes, look, Dak Prescott has managed this game expertly after that first drive. But I kind of feel like this game also has a lot to do with, like, Dak Prescott's been able to exhale from pretty early on because the Bucs' offense has been so god-awful.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. I mean, I was trying to do the math in my head how many touchdowns it would be for the Cowboys and missed extra points by Brett Maher to actually have the game be tied. I think if you start taking extra points away, 85-0, the game becomes tied if you miss 7-8 extra points. I think that's how it goes.
Yeah. Well, look, if you're on the over, as perhaps someone on this phone call is, you're sitting here saying, "My God, there's a damn touchdown worth of missed extra points," and Brady throwing his first, you know, red zone pick as a member of the Bucs, and if you add another 13 to this, you're starting to feel pretty good about getting to 46 or 47. But alas, it ain't gonna happen.
So, super wild card weekend. You alluded to him earlier, Lamar Jackson. You know, he goes and posts on social media. Harbaugh's snippy with everybody, as he's wont to do. But an effort that was inspired, except for a "I'm going high instead of going low" moment at the goal line.
Yeah, I'll take the high road. Supposed to take the low road.
Tremendous effort all around. What's the feeling in Baltimore today? Who are they casting?
It's over. It's over. Everybody knows it's over. There'll be certain people in the media trying to tell you otherwise. But, you know, believe what your lion eyes and crying ears are telling you. Like, you know, we've reached the stage of ugliness and messiness and pettiness, and it's a shame, honestly. More than anything else, it's a shame, and it's sad. And you know, I live in the city, and you go back 5 years ago to what a mess the Ravens had become offensively, and how bereft of any ideas or creativity they were. And that offense at the end of the Flacco era was just a pathetic mess, and nobody looked good, and nobody distinguished themselves, and they're playing, you know, elimination games the last 3 weeks of the season, and the stadium's half empty because people are just like, I'm waving the white flag. I do not endorse this product. This product's garbage from an offensive standpoint. And you get this bright, young, shiny, you know, effervescent, ebullient thing, and he beams, like, he just radiates positivity. He beams positivity. He is so just sort of the joy of football comes out of every pore in his body, and it's big trust, and it's this whole, like, different vibe. And it wasn't, like, at the vanguard of the modern passing game by any stretch of the imagination, but it was creative. It was zigging when everybody else zagged, and it was beautiful in its own sort of way. And you're thinking, my God, he won an MVP at 22. Like, what does the future hold? The future holds, he plays out his rookie contract, and then they're shopping him. Like, you know, the last time you ever saw him in a Ravens uniform, he's being carried, you know, helped up the steps and hobbling into an X-ray room, you know, for further evaluation. It's him cleaning out his locker while the rest of the team is flying to Cincinnati. It's him not being a part of their traveling party. It's him having to sort of endure these slings and arrows from all these various people in the media who really don't have any true knowledge of what his medical dossier actually is. It's him taking the social media to try to defend his credentials and provide his version of the truth because he feels like the team has been woefully inadequate of providing what he would say is the truth. It's just ugly, and it's messy, and it's sad. But he ain't going to be here next year.
But let me ask you this. Who has a better chance of coming back to his team, Lamar Jackson to the Ravens or Brandon Staley to the Chargers?
Brandon Staley. I mean, I just don't think that ownership group wants to do the right thing, is capable of doing the right thing. You know, when there's a Spanos here, Spanos there, Spanos everywhere, and you'd have to blow them all out and take them all out of the equation and, you know, let Sean Payton bring his posse in. I mean, I was having this conversation with a GM over the weekend. Like, I think the last time they've had a proven NFL head coach at the helm, was it Marty?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it was Marty.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a long time ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they picked cheap A.J. Smith over the head. Like, they chose the route of cheapness over the route of greatness, right? They chose the GM over the coach, who the GM made a fraction of the coach. And had they just kept the coach and brought in a GM who could work with the coach, that Philip Rivers era of, you know what I mean, Chargers football could have been different. Like, they just don't really seem all that inclined to do the right thing. But I will say this. I mean, there's no freaking way they can bring Joe Lombardi back. The way they call games for that quarterback just turns my stomach. It makes me want to puke all over myself. Like, they call games for Justin Herbert like they had Chase Daniel running the offense.
He's on Twitter at Jason Lockenfor, hopefully not puking all over himself.
No, I'm good.
I can't.
Although that Tom Brady 2-point conversion did give me a little bit of dry heaves.
Oh, boy. Follow him on Twitter at Jason Lockenfor. That's at Jason Lockenfor. Check him out, Washington Post as well, Odyssey. Jay, as always, buddy, appreciate him, my man.
Pleasure, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks for having me.
See ya.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.